sorry. I didn't know that it was... Here, hold this. You feel better?
Oh, I got good news and bad news, girls. The good news is your dates are here.
What's the bad news?
They're dead.
Shit.
You tell me, how's that nice girlfriend of yours?
Oh, she got hit by a car. She's dead.
Oh.
Look, I'm telling you, I...
Indisposed, in disguise of snow. As her face lies the same, in the sun in my disgrace. Boiling heat, summer stench, neath the black sky looks there. Come and lay through the cream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you rain, rain. Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come, won't you come. Sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain, black hole sun. Won't you come? Won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come?
Before the Royal Rumble match live this Sunday on pay-per-view tonight, a little later on here on Raw, it's going to be the Outlaws against U-Rock and the Big Show in a tag team.
Finally, The Rock has come back to New Haven. But before The Rock talks about that, before The Rock talks about anything else, the Brahma Bull has got to talk about the Rattlesnake. Stone Cold Steve Austin, you and The Rock, we've been through it all. And if The Rock was there with you in Texas right now, he'd pick up a beer can, give you a toast, and give you an all hell yeah, and congratulations on a very successful neck surgery. A
lot of respect there.
Which essentially, Stone Cold, means three things. Is number one, you can go hunting again. Number two is you can go fishing again. And number three, you can bring your ass right back here where it belongs in the WWF.
Amen to that.
Rock, despite the good news about Stone Cold Steve Austin, the issue with the Big Show prevails. And I'm wondering if at this time, maybe you wanted to retract your statement where you called the Big Show a jabroni.
Uh-oh.
Yes. The Rock does want to retract his statement. The Big Show is not a jabroni.
Wow. I know that...
But what the Big Show is a 7 foot, 500 pound, steaming, stinking, steaming, stinking pile of grade A monkey crap.
Wow. What? And they're going to be partners tonight. What's worse than a jabroni?
And The Rock says this, Big Show. Did The Rock call you a jabroni? You're damn right he did. He called 20 others a jabroni as well. Shut your mouth and look at The Rock. Read The Rock's lips. Jabroni. J-A-B-R-O-N-I-X-Y-Z. A-B-C. Oh, it what? Doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
I never knew how to spell jabroni.
The Rock says this, Big Show, come Royal Rumble, The Rock's Rumble, The Rock guarantees to take his hand, and one, by damn one, over the top rope, The Rock guarantees winning the Royal Rumble, The Rock going to WrestleMania, and walking out of WrestleMania, the people's champion. And on top of that, The Rock walking out of WrestleMania without a shadow of a doubt, the best damn WWF champion there ever was. But first things first, Big Show, tonight, once again, The Rock making your monkey ass famous. Once again, you teaming up with The Rock. Once again, you, The Rock's tag team partner, make no mistake about it. The Rock does not need you as a tag team partner. The Rock does not want you as a tag team partner. But The Rock says this, you run your mouth about how it's personal between you and the Great One. Well, The Rock says, if you want to do something personal for The Rock wants you to do something special. He wants you to stand out on that apron. And The Rock wants you to do the one impressive thing that you do.
Oh, no.
Jabroni. If you smell what The Rock, is cooking.
Well, how about the entire run? That's every single copy of our 25th anniversary WSU of Bait.
Bait?
Yeah, it's his skin magazine.
You see, the intelligent subscriber regards it as a politically oriented, socially impacting monthly. I'm not going to allow a gang of cement heads to intimidate me just because I refuse to publish their stupid manifesto.
Would you care to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, here, read it for yourself.
Manifesto of the International Brotherhood of Pagans. We believe that bad sex and good drugs are the cornerstones of a great democracy. The peak of pornography...
I think we get the general idea, Strebeck.
My publishing company is not a private platform for any bunch of yahoos that just come along. I don't care how many copies they buy. Just because they got First Amendment rights, that doesn't mean I have to publish their junk. I've got First Amendment rights, too. Look them up, Friday.
I don't have to look them up, mister. I can quote them to you. Anyhow, how much do you figure a monthly run of your magazine is worth?
Well, let's just say it's more money than you'll ever see in your life. And I do that every month.
At least my money's clean.
Well, I'll tell you what you do, Friday, before you go home and start polishing your pennies. Why don't you go out there and get my magazines back on the stand where they belong?
Listen, hotshot, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care for you or for the putrid sludge you're troweling out. But until they change the laws to put you sleaze kings out of business, my job's to help you get back your stench-ridden boxes of smut. And since I'm going to be doing it holding my nose, I'll be doing it with one hand.
Thank you. do. Admiral, good to see you again, sir. It's been too long.
And so it has, yes, yes.
How are you, sir?
Hawaii? I'm in Hawaii? God damn it, Bill, I'm supposed to be in California.
No, no, sir, this is California.
Well, gotta run. Good luck.
But, sir, this is your command. Sleepy Weasel has been on the drawing board for 10 months. The president handpicked you.
Yeah, damn right he did. No stopping us now, Ted.
Why don't I show you your offices and I can bring you up to date?
You've always been a fine soldier, Scott. Just lead the way. Oh, good God, I gotta pee. Had a better part of my bladder blown off the Guadalcanal.
Watch your steps, sir. There's a lot of obstructions here in the tarmac.
Again, I don't wish to give offense when I suggested this country should select a king or even a queen rather than a president. One isn't that quick to shoot a king or a queen. The majesty of royalty, you see.
Well, maybe you don't wish to give offense, sir, but you are giving it pretty thick. This country don't need no queens whatsoever, I reckon. As a matter of fact, what I heard about queens...
Shut up, Joe.
What the hell's wrong with you, Thirsty? This dude, son of a bitch.
Might be that this dude here is English Bob. He's the one who works for the railroad shooting Chinamen. Might be he's waiting for some crazy cowboy to touch his pistol so he can shoot him down.
Let's shoot some pheasants. 10 shots. And let's say a dollar a pheasant. I'll shoot for the Queen, and you for, well, whomever.
I feel so good. I only wish every man could know what it's like to be loved by you. That every woman everywhere had a man who loves her like I love you. God, it's good, so close. You know, at times like this, I know I am a lucky man. Touching a woman who wants me and needs me. It's only you that keeps me together.
Thank you. smile, I'd walk a country mile, yeah. For one touch of your hand, I'd crawl the desert sand, whoa, yeah. There's nothing that I would do to have your love, 'cause you're my world, girl. Climbers, deep sea divers, impossible dreams or crazy things, but my touch of madness is in you, my love. My touch of madness, girl, is in you. Sail the longest sea, yeah. For one night of your love, I'll bring you a star from above. You are the frame, baby, of all my wildest dreams. And without you, girl, climbers, race car drivers, impossible dreams, all kinds of crazy things, but my touch of madness is in you, my love. My touch of madness, girl, is in you.
Generation involved in the league. That's why I'm so pleased that you're on the committee, Vera.
Thank you, Nora. It's a great honor.
Have you had any thoughts on the agenda for the annual meeting?
Annual meeting.
What we need's another war.
Yes, dear.
I hear Sir Edmund Hillary's planning an attempt on the South Pole. By tractor. Have some more beans, Mrs. Madison.
I'll have a few of those, lad.
I really think we should be going, dear. Thank you, Lionel.
What? No pudding?
Only custard, I'm afraid.
Custard? I haven't had a good custard in years. She never makes the stuff. Damn fine custard. Rich and creamy, just the way I like it.
The old food front, eh? Never mind. That was a fine meal, boy.
Thank you, Mr. Matheson.
Jack Handy. To me, it's a good idea to always carry two sacks of something when you walk around.
That way, if anybody says, "Hey, can you give me a hand?" you can say, "Sorry, got these sacks."
Deserve better.
The last man who told me that is buried out there.
You know, Jill, you remind me of my mother. She was the biggest whore in Alameda and the finest woman that ever lived. Whoever my father was, for an hour, for a month, he must have been a happy man.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening by your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. My coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. After you've loved me for a million years, then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. If you must go, I won't grieve. If you just wait a lifetime before you leave. But if you must go, I won't say no. So we can say that we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Then you can tell me goodbye.
Please, I need your help.
That's my new career.
It's very...
Lady. Half a year's work just flew south for the winter, all right? My Jeep is totaled. In about 5 minutes, everything I own in the world is going to be wet. So can you lighten up, please? I really don't have the time.
I'll pay you. You don't understand. It's a matter of life and death. If I don't get to my...
How much?
$50?
Oh, shit.
Well, you said you just lost everything you owned.
Not my sense of humor.
Well, I'll pay you $100. $200.
I'll do it. For five.
What? I'll pay you $250.
Now, I ain't cheap, but I can be had. My minimum price for taking a stranded woman to a telephone is $400.
Will you take $375 in traveler's checks?
American Express?
Of course.
Got a deal.
Good.
Thank you. dyed your hair.
Yeah. Like it?
By tomorrow, mostly sunny again. Hazy, hot.
Yeah, sure.
It's summertime. What do you expect? Want to cool off? Head on up to the mountains.
You like Korean food?
Sure, yeah.
They're good.
I thought we were gonna, oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were gonna go out.
Yeah, maybe later.
Thank you, Michael. Great weather. We captured tonight's top story. Police are asking for your help in locating this man. He's wanted in several states in connection with a series of brutal murders, but police believe he's in the Washington area tonight. The man is thought to be armed and extremely dangerous. If you see him, police warn not to approach him, but to notify authorities immediately.
Temperatures around the area, like we said, here at National Airport, the district, 89 degrees. Down in Richmond, 90, 83. You know, if you're looking for some of the cooler temperatures, head on out to the mountains.
Huge burden. You're invited to live in the White House for 4 years.
And so you feel like a renter in a sense?
Most definitely, with a lease that's renewable or...
John F. Kennedy said once that if somebody wants to kill a public official, they can get away with it as long as they're willing to pay the price. It's impossible to provide 100% safety. Would you agree?
Well, certainly. I mean, there is no way around that, but hopefully there aren't that many people who are willing to do that.
Preston!
Declan, why?
You remember Valentina said a statement, public and brutal. Now, it always bothered me. Why did he keep coming? When he knew he could protect the director, especially once I got involved. But he didn't abort. Why? It didn't come together until I remembered what he said to Valentina. Tell Declan he can't protect his women.
Wasn't he referring to Isabella?
No, any woman, all women. But remember, public and brutal. Regarding the wrong person.
川に遠ざかる旅の日が、いてた鶴は動かず泣いた。雨と風、冷えた水面にほつれ髪映し、涙さえ見せない蛇の目の傘ひとつ。恨みの道を行く女、心はどうに捨てました。縁のない言葉、恨みの川に身を委ね、女はとっ